Hello, this is Rabbi Eli Rothberger from Yisro Pesach Clifton. We are continuing our Daf, our Shavua Insights to the Daf series. Today's shiur is on Masech HaSukkah Daf Chaf, and the topic is making mats welcome for our Schach. We are introduced to a cryptic Mishnah on Daf, on the bottom of Yutes Amud Beis, which discusses the usage of mats as Schach. The basic idea that the Mishnah tells us is a mat that is normally used as a bed or a chair is mekabel tumah. It may not be used as schach. A mat that is not may be used for schach, provided that the other criteria, in other words, gdulei karka and tolos are met. What types of mats are good? And what aren't are the subject of our Mishnah, a very cryptic one. The Mishnah features a machlokas between the Tanakam and Rabbi Eliezer, as well as many phrases that lead to contradictory diyukim, or inferences. Because of this, the Gemara goes and tries to reinterpret the Mishnah. There are two opinions in the Amoraim as how we're to do so. The first one is Rava, and Rava tells us the following. Bigadola, when we're dealing with a large mat, kuliyama lo pligi distoma lesikach. Nobody's going to argue that your average mat is made for schach, because something with a large mat like this is not fit for lying down or sitting on. Ki pligi bikitana, the machlokas between Rabbi Eliezer and the Chachamim, is with a small mat. Because a small mat is a mat that's able to be used for lying down. Tanakama savar stam kitana lishchiva. The Tanakama holds that your average mat, your average small mat is set aside for lying down. And because that's the case, it would be possible for Sach. Rabbi Lezer Savar, Stam Ketani Namal Schikuch, no, your average small mat is also there for, it's also there for Schach, and therefore it's suitable and you'd be allowed to use it. So again, let's just review it. This is opinion one of Rava. A large mat is not usable for sleeping or sitting on, is therefore usable for Schach. A small mat is a subject of Machlokes. Tanakama maintains that in general, small mats should be considered mekabel tumah unless there's a specification otherwise. Or Rabbi Eliezer holds that stam small mats are considered to be usable for schach. And then what the Gemara does is the Gemara goes and fits the opinions of the Mishnah into Rava, or fits Rava into the reading of the Mishnah. We're not going to do it now, but you look inside, you'll be able to see it. We now have a different understanding, and that's the opinion of Rav Papa. Rav Papa says, Helomer Rav Papa, Vikatana kuli amalo pligi distoma l'shchiva. Rav Papa says that when it comes to a small mat, automatically there is no machlokas. Everybody agrees that this is going to be something which is for laying down. And therefore, your average, your regular small mat cannot be used for slach. Ki pligi bigadola, the machlokas is with a gadola, with a large one. Tanakama sarvar gadola l'sikoch, v'abiliezer sarvar gadola nami l'shchiva. Tanakama says that your average large mat is not used for laying down, and therefore not used for laying down, therefore it could be used for schach, and that should be okay. While Rabbi Eliezer is going to say that your average large mat is also used for lying down, and therefore it cannot be used for schach unless you specify other words. As far as the halach is concerned, let's read what the Shulchan Aruch says. Shulchan Aruch writes in Simen Tofresh Chav Tes Sif Vav, if one used a mat of reeds or straw or certain types of rubber or reeds, or things that grow from the ground, thistles or such. So, whether it's smooth that it's suitable for lying down, or whether it's not smooth, and therefore it's not suitable for lying down. Imi kitana, if it's a small mat, stoma, omedes the shchiva. In general, the default, that's a good trite for stoma, the default is, it's set aside for lying down, umekabelas tuma, ve'imesakinba, and, I'm sorry, it's mekabelas tuma, and it's susceptible to being mekabel tuma, to tuma, and therefore, because a small mat is the shchiva, and susceptible to tuma, we say you can only use it for schach if it was specifically made for that particular purpose. Ve'imi gadola, but if it's a large mat, stoma omed l'siko. The default is that it's usable for, that's made for schach, mesachin ba, and you're allowed to use it, elein kein, unless, asasal eshkiva, you made it for lying down. The Ramai adds in something. It says, hainu shero b'nei osa, ir osa, nosal l'siko, it's of most of the people use it for schach. Now, for this from Chabar Ramah, we see two things. First of all, we follow the understanding of Rabbah, who says, Stam Gedola is good, and Stam Kitana is no good, right? It's the Tanakhama of Rava. Rava's understanding of the Tanakhama. The second is what exactly determines whether a mat is made for Shechiva or not. So this happens to be a subject of Machlokas Rishonim. The Rosh is of the opinion who says the Rov, or sorry, it's totally on the B'nei, or the Rov B'nei Osoyir. In other words, we follow the majority of that locality and see if it's something that most of them is used for sitting on or lying down on, then it's problematic. If not, then it's okay. There are other Rishonim, including the Rabbeinu Yishaya Mitarni, who says that it's really dependent on the individual. So you see, again, what determines asa'on l'shchiva or asa'on l'schach? Do we say it's something cultural or do we say it's relegated to the individual? The fact that the Ramah goes and says, Hainu Sharov b'nei oso ir osno so l'sikuch, tells us the Ramah is paskining like the Rush. And I saw this brought down in an article by Rabbi Yirmiyahu Kaganov, who writes many halachic articles. It's a known posek. These articles appear in different publications, including Mishpacha magazine. And one article that he wrote about Matt, so it addresses this particular issue. Rabbi Kaganov writes, and when he was giving a heksher, one of the first sukkah mats to come out with the heksher, he had an issue based upon this machlokas. And I quote, the person's sukkah design called for large mats made from split pieces of bamboo tied together with string. Assuming that these were to be made in China, I had a halacha concern. In China, bamboo mats are used as mattresses, which might invalidate a mat made there, even if it was intended for transport and sale elsewhere. In other words, the chashash of the rush. To avoid this problem, I told him to have the factory weave every 6 inches a piece of bamboo too thick to lie upon comfortably. This way, these mats could never be used for sleeping, even by the Chinese. And therefore, their status as kosher schach mats will remain uncompromised. And this is why, if you look at your mat, very often there's a larger piece of wood on it. As you go through, there are these little thin slats, and then there's a thicker slat. I always thought it was for weight and leverage. But clearly, it's not. It's because we're choshesh for the sheet of the rush, which the Mechaber points out, and says that the status of the mat, the designation of the mat, for shchiva or for schach, depends on the locality where it's made. Now, the chumra over here is interesting, is that it's not only we're talking about who it's made for, but rather by the people who make it. Because otherwise, you could have had an afkamina. We could have said that if you're going to say, like, the rush, and hold that, yes, we follow the locality, but one could say, is it the locality who you're making it for, or is it the locality who's making it? And China is a huge nafka mina, because China, they use mats all the time to sleep on and to sit on. In America, we never do. So clearly, Kirganov understood the rush is not only being dependent on the locality, but it's also the locality that's producing it, as opposed to the one that it's being produced for. There's another concern that comes up with mats, and whether they're welcome for schach or not. And this is based upon a tshuva that was written by the Rashbas, quoted by the Magen Avraham. The words, the b'tshuvas ha-Rashba simin reishit gimel, sukkah asur min asarim she'im baruch vandalit. You have a sukkah that was made of beams that are not four tefachim wide, which we know is a problem. If they're attached together with nails or they're woven together like a ladder, they're using the cover with the schach kosher. Is the schach possible because of the nails? Because there was somebody who answered it. And the Rashba answered,
the
The Rashba addressed a concern about this thing where they took these little slats and nailed them together. By putting them together and tying them together, what you might end up with is a piece that's going to be larger than four tefachim wide. And that, we know, of course, is the issue of Gzeiras Tikra. So what the issue that the Rashba is bringing down, which could apply to our mats, is our mats, that even though each little slat is pretty small, by putting them together and making the mats big, and we know our mats, the one that I use, are 3-4 feet wide. I know it's even a little bit longer even. I know I have three mats that I use for my sukkah. They're for sure 4 tefachim wide. Actually, 10 feet wide. They go 12 feet wide. They go over the entire length of the sukkah. So, according to the Rashba, there's a reason to be choshesh that putting things together and to make a mat would be the same din as a neser that's 4 tefachim wide, and that would be a problem of Gzeiras Tikra. So there are many achronim who answer this question and justify and allow us to use these mats. One answer is the Avnei Nezer, and the Avnei Nezer writes, they met it for a second. What is the concern? The concern is Gzeiras Tikra. Gzeiras Tikra is we're afraid that if we use this, we'll use our ceilings. So the Avnei Nezer says it's true that the Gzeiras Tikra is dependent on width, but it's not just width. There's also Mitzias. And what we have with Mitzias is, again, a ceiling is not going to leak. And if you have a leaky ceiling, if you have a leaky roof, this leaky roof is clearly not going to be confused with your ceiling. And if you happen to look at the mats that we use together, there is for sure space between, and water can come through. And again, we always talk about that, yes, it's a bad thing, of course, that we don't want to, when it rains during Sukkot, because then we can't do the mitzvah. But the one thing is, the one positive that you can draw out is that you can find out whether your stock is kosher or not. Because according to this, you can even have the concern of the Rashba, where you nail boards together, and that would be an application of Gzeiras Tikra, and yet not apply it over here by a mat where you tie things together, because as long as it can rain through, we're not going to be having an issue. The Oz Nidberu, by Rav Binyamin Zilber, has a second answer. And the second answer is similar in terms of, I believe, the Lomdos. The idea that you have to look just more at the size, but look at the Metzias. And the truth is, you don't even need to rely on the rain, Zilber writes. Rav Zilber says it's very simple. If in your locale you don't use bamboo, so you're not going to have a problem. But if you use planks of wood, which many people do, then you would have a problem. So you so far have two reasons why the mats are not a problem that the Rashba raises of Gzeiras Tikra, either because the Avnei Nezer says it because the rain can come through, or the Oz Nidberu, which says that we don't use that type of a ceiling. So it happens to be that, keeping this in mind, based on the bamboo mats that we use, there shouldn't be a concern. Except Rav Yoshev brought down a case where a person used plywood. And plywood is something which can be used as a ceiling. Plywood is something which can keep out the rain also. And because of this, Rav Yoshev, brought down by Rav Zilberstein, Rav Yoshev was machmir and wanted to be machmir by using a mat made out of plywood. Because again, when we said there were concerns, the concerns, of course, were the physical concerns. You know, mats don't leak. I mean, ceilings don't leak. And ceilings aren't made of bamboo. But here, you have plywood, which is not going to leak. And you have a ceiling which can be made out of plywood. So therefore, as Zilberstein quotes in Imre Vervel Yashiv, it says that, "Shemachatzel is kasher and yirishadavka kasher yasuyam ikonim." If it's made of little reeds or bamboo, "Sheinosim bazet tikra, lo shayach bazet zit ha'gzera." But a plywood mat would be puzzle. So there's a possibility that says that the Gzeiras Tikra would apply here also. However, Rosner, Zichron Levracha, also brought down by Rav Zilberstein, has a different reason. And this different reason would tell us why plywood would be okay. Because Rav Rosner writes that, again, what else do our mats have in common? All our mats have that you can take them after Sukkot, roll them up and put them in your garage or put them in your basement. And the bottom line is, a ceiling doesn't roll up. And the fact is that if you have something made out of plywood, but it can roll up, end of the day, that's not going to be Gzeiras Tikra. So that's why Rav Wozner would say that one could be makil with a plywood mat, because again, even though the concerns of the Rashba are valid, once again, for something to be considered to be Gzeiras Tikra, or be part of Gzeiras Tikra, it actually has to be like a Tikra. Here, we wouldn't really have that issue. So what we see from over here, different reasons why a mat would be kosher or not. We mentioned that a mat could be kosher. It's got to be made, first of all, it's got to be made for the purpose of schach. That is paskin by, you know, those machlokas we've shown him as to, is it determined by an individual or the locale? We said it's determined by the locale that makes it. We paskin like, as we paskin. Second, you had the concern that was brought up by the Rashba about Gzeiras Tikra, that when you put a mat together, it's going to be like a ceiling. And we had three different answers, which say, show why our bamboo mats are okay. One is that it lets in water. The other one is we don't use it as a ceiling. The third one is that it can roll up. The nafka mina between the first two and the last one is plywood, which can be rolled up, but also can be used as a ceiling and not let water in. Once again, so we see reasons why our mats can be good, but again, why it's always important to know the reasons, because the reasons make a huge difference in understanding the halacha. Have a great day, Kol Tov.